Fascinating.
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 Actor Leonard Nimoy made that word famous as Mr. Spock in the TV series Star Trek, which first aired 50 years ago. Now, Fascinating is also the title of a children's book. It's a book about Nimoy's life, beginning in Boston's West End.
Once there was a boy named Leonard who loved to sing and to act. His parents were immigrants who felt like aliens in America and certainly didn't understand Leonard's drive to perform.
That's Nimoy's friend, Richard Michelson, reading from that children's biography, which he authored. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the story that he tells about how Nimoy grew up in a Jewish immigrant family and became a star of an iconic television show.
You probably know Leonard Nimoy as the actor who played the highly logical Mr. Spock on Star Trek.
Have I ever mentioned you play a very irritating game of chess, Mr. Spock?
Irritating. Ah, yes. One of your Earth emotions.
But Nimoy was also a conceptual photographer who also spoke fluent Yiddish.
Sein oder nicht sein? Ort versus the Frage?
That's how he became friends with Richard Michelson, who owns an art gallery in Northampton. Michelson says the first picture Nimoy ever took was of his grandfather.
He also took pictures of his parents. They all came to this country escaping pogroms. His parents, they wanted him to fit in. They did not want him to be an actor. When Leonard did go to Hollywood, his father's only advice was learn to play the accordion. He said, actors star for a living, but there's always a need for a musician.
Michelson weaves formative anecdotes from Nimoy's childhood through the biography Fascinating. Early in the story, we meet Nimoy's Yiddish-speaking parents and grandparents who moved to a Boston settlement house after fleeing Eastern Europe. Michelson, a prolific children's book author, admired his friend's journey and says after a decade of bonding over meals, art, and Yiddish culture, he decided it was time to share Nimoy's story with the next generation.
So much of his later life was formed in his childhood. His parents came over as immigrants, and they were very much outsiders, just as Spock was an outsider later.
Do you hear me? We've got to risk a full-power star.
Respect of my father, our customs. I was ashamed of my earth.
Sci-fi fans have connected with Spock's internal struggle with being half-human, half-Vulcan. In real life, Michelson says Nimoy encountered anti-Semitism as a kid in Boston, but also kindness and community. Beam ahead to 1965, when Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry offered Nimoy the role of Spock. The actor felt nervous about playing a character with pointy ears and a funny haircut. Then, as Michelson writes in the book, Nimoy had a realization about his immigrant parents.
They were called aliens, and they became citizens, he told Mr. Roddenberry.
And Nimoy added it was time for him to become an alien, too. In the book, scenes like this one from the actor's life unfold in blue, black, and white space-themed illustrations by Cuban artist Idel Rodriguez. He says he relates to Nimoy's tale.
I really liked how the story mirrored a lot of my own experiences as an immigrant to the United States.
Rodriguez recalls coming to the U.S. in the 80s on the Mariel boat lift. His family settled in Miami.
For the first few months, I didn't really speak any English. I didn't really know what was going on most of the time. One of the things I did do is I watched a lot of television.
Turns out Rodriguez watched a lot of Star Trek, and he says the show helped him learn English. Now he illustrates for magazines, including The New Yorker and Newsweek. Rodriguez says he wanted to work on this Nimoy biography because it's a positive story about immigration.
This country, to me, it is what it is because of immigrants. We're all immigrants, and we've all come from somewhere. The language lately towards immigrants or immigration has been so harsh that I think anything that shows we're all in this together is a great thing.
Rodriguez adds that as an immigrant artist, he's constantly referencing his culture in his work, just as Nimoy did. Take Spock's signature hand gesture. As a kid in Temple, Nimoy watched men in prayer shawls raising their hands, which were shaped like the letter V, into the air. He later learned their hands symbolized the Hebrew letter Shin, the first letter of Shalom, which means peace. Years later, during filming of Star Trek's second season, author Richard Michelson says the actor disagreed with a scene that had Spock greeting the Vulcan queen with a handshake.
Leonard turned to the director and he said, "We should have a different greeting. Military men salute when they meet. Asians bow. Vulcan should do something different." And this time, as an 8-year-old boy came back to him, he raised his hand in the greeting he had seen in temple when he was a young boy, and he said,
"Live long and prosper."
That became such an iconic Star Trek moment, but for Leonard, it was a personal moment from his childhood.
After that, strangers would greet Nimoy with the Vulcan hand gesture on the street. Michelson says it made Nimoy feel like he had touched people's souls.
He took great pleasure in knowing that people were blessing each other, and it's why he continued to do that throughout his life.
Richard Michelson misses his friend, who died a year and a half ago. He wishes Nimoy were here so they could go on the book tour together. But Nimoy did get to read Fascinating before he left the planet, and Michelson says he was pleased.
"Please, Spock, do me a favor, and don't say it's fascinating."
"No, but it is interesting."
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.